This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, it is exactly 18 minutes past 8. Good morning to you. I just gave you uzinqumalo, Bobby Cooper, 0311 Chopper, Betty Tulamabota, but one batanu kogo, batanu puti okoke, kogo pink. They pitched u shakes and less. Yeah, man, this is we've go back and breakfast show. The only way to start your day, kona lagu MUT radio station, tripping on the future. I am Usniz Mkesana, the only host of the Vukubangene breakfast show, because right now I do have Ubandile on the other side, but we're going to talk about that Masibuya. And I did promise you, Guti Njengamanje, we're going to have Mr. Sizwe Mnguni, or MUT debt collector and company. So again, it's 2T Innovations. I hope you pronounce it right. Sawubona baba.
Sawubona kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Ngiyaphila.
Yebo, bengicela manje usichazele nje mhlambe kunegameni lishila kanje, it's 2T Innovations yini company ophuma kuyona?
I2T Innovation Business Consultant.
Yebo baba, yebo. So ngicela ukubuza, what exactly does this MUT debt collection campaign do?
Actually we are assisting MUT ngama outstanding debt wama student that the fund abazifunde bona to communicate and to notify our students that they are owing MUT, and we are assisting them to recover those outstanding debt.
Mm. Okay, and also how do you normally update information?
MUT actually is providing a data yabantu about outstanding fees for our self students funded.
Yes.
And then we get that information, and then they hand over that information.
Mm-hmm.
So after we receive that information, that's where we start our collection by notifying the student via a SMS campaign, email campaign, your account is being handed over to T Innovation.
Mm-hmm.
You have an outstanding fees with the MUT.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to contact you so that we can assist you making arrangements. And also, we also assist MUT by recovering those outstanding debts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. And also, can you share any recent findings or trends that Checkers has identified with campaigning?
We campaign too. We have The first one is it's a positive that some of we get those arrangements from the outstanding from those outstanding debts from the student, and they are starting to make payments.
Mm-hmm.
And then the challenge that we are facing is the students that they are actually they don't have an income or something like that, that they are unemployed at the present moment, and they can't afford to make those payments.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we receive that, we communicate with the MUT management, and we notify them, this student, they are falling under this bucket, and then this one, they are falling under this bucket.
That's really amazing. And also, are there any particular regions or cities that stand out in terms of their debt levels according to this checker?
Can you repeat your question? I couldn't hear you.
Yes. Are there any particular regions or cities that stand out in terms of ikweletu zabo according to le checker in?
Yes. As we the region or the provinces that most of the students that we got on our side, it's from KZN and a bit of the Eastern Cape as well. Yes, those are the major that we are having on the book that is handed over to 2T Innovation.
And also, and lastly, how user friendly is the MUT debt checker for someone who may not be familiar with our financial terminologies?
We try our best to educate the student. As remember, Gutige, this student, they are new on this routine. On this situation, or yes, so they are still new. It is Ulbati Iko to say, man. So we are trying our best, and our agents are trying to our best to educate them. We're not just collecting, we educate them for the future as well. But when you start to, so Guba, go adult or when you start working, you go to make AMA credit, how to manage your debt or your finances. Mm-hmm. So we are doing our best to educate them as well. Mm-hmm. So for the future, so that they can know how to manage their finances.
And also, sir, talking as a student, just giving out from a perspective of a student, sinthola kanjani if we need help from you, mhlawumbe ngabe sikhona inumbers singazifonela noma nje ama handles any now on social media?
Yes, the number that we have, our switchboard that you can call as our, okay, let me start with me. Our offices, we have them across the country. Mm-hmm. Our head office is at Centurion and Rustenburg. We have an office at Upington, Eastern Cape and Cape Town as well. Mm-hmm. And we have our switchboard that you can call. We have an email address, which is the... you can also send us an email, mm-hmm. and you can also communicate with us via WhatsApp as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe I can also share the numbers.
Yes, please do.
Okay. I'm going to start with the email address.
Yes.
The email address is our email address for the switchboard. Mm-hmm. It's info at...
Yes.
IBC dash forensic.co.za.
Siyabonga.
Yebo. And then our call center number.
Yes.
I just want to confirm it. Okay, you can also check us on the website as well.
Yes.
While I'm still just, I want to confirm the direct line that you can just call us on.
So, is it possible to find numbers on that website that you're talking about?
Yes,
oh,
it's possible.
Okay, no.
It's possible?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And...
is that all, sir?
Yes, that's
okay.
All.
Okay, so Bongakulu, that was Mr. Sizwe Mnguni from the 2T Innovations. Thank you so much, Baba, for joining us with Kubangeni and Breakfast Show.
Yes, Siyabonga, Siyabonga Kakhulu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.